At the world's biggest steel producer, China generates over half of global output every year, or more than twice the combined output of the next four leading steel makers, Japan, India, the United States, and Russia put together. It's estimated the country's steel output for this year will reach 1.2 billion tons, but only half of this can be used. One of the priorities of the Chinese government is to eliminate outdated capacity in the industry, but so far efforts to achieve this don't seem to be paying off, largely due to regional protectionism. In many cases, local steel makers have even expanded their production levels to avoid being shut down. Jörg Wutke, president of the European Chamber of Commerce, has suggested more financial support on the ground locally might be a better choice when it comes to solving such regional concerns.
Why do local governments support companies beyond their shelf life? Because they don't have enough money. They are worried about loss of business, they're worried about unemployment, so they keep going. So Beijing has to be fiscally putting these local governments in a position that they can have money enough to service all the social obligations they have.
The new report comes around 7 years after the Chamber published its original report on this topic. It provides a detailed examination of the causes and consequences of overcapacity in 8 key industries and analyzes the developments that have taken place over the past years. Wutke also says apart from regional protectionism, weak regulatory enforcement has also played a role in hindering policy implementation.
Very good laws coming from central government. The laws in most cases are more tough than in Europe. And then you look on the local ground, how local governments look the other way. And companies keep polluting and it's getting covered up in many ways.
The report provides 30 recommendations that should be taken to address the deep-rooted problem, including cutting expenditure in industries with excess capacity, expanding dividend payments by state-owned enterprises to reduce unneeded expansion, and the further opening up of the service industry to reduce the reliance on industries with overcapacity. In the latest step to address steel overcapacity, China's State Council has released a policy outline aimed at cutting steel production by up to 150 million tons over the coming 5 years. At the same time, the Ministry of Land and Resources has said it will control land used for new coal and iron and steel projects in 2016. European Chamber of Commerce President Jörg Wutke said tackling overcapacity is now more urgent than ever, and the worst thing that can happen is that nothing is done at all. But he also said European Union companies will be more willing to invest in China if the country's overcapacity problems are reduced. For CRI, this is Li Jianhua.